anything at all that will make you enjoy your Christianity, any true revelation, every true revelation in the Bible, I repeat, every true revelation for your spiritual progress in the Bible, Satan has perverted it. Come and see Pentecostals who have been taught that if you want to pray so that Satan will not hear you, just enter the spirit and speak in tongue. Oh, mama, to, here, masete. He said, when you say like that, Satan cannot know what you are saying. It's not only Satan that will not know what you are saying. Even you yourself, you will not know what you are saying because you are saying nothing. Then you will wake up. Adonai, I worship you. Son of God. Amen. Sing the Yoruba oh, even though you don't know what in the Yoruba oh they talk. Sing the Igbo oh, even though you don't know what they talk. But you're not saying a worship song. And before you know what, the presence of God come down and begin to feel vibration. He said, hey, you don't come. Now I want to pray. Every demon that has been tormenting me, tonight, fall down, die by fire. And then you throw stone, you throw fire, you throw this one, you throw something, you throw. And then at the end, you say, I have prayed. Church, you have not prayed. Father, do this for me. Prayer is asking God to do something for you. Our Father, which art in heaven, say it. No. They're not teaching for the church. Let's go. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Have you prayed? That is how Jesus said we should pray. Nalayo! That is not what that means. There is nothing like our Lord's Prayer. Handwriting on the wall, it was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Spirit of delusion.
They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of the Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God because we are in this world but not of this world.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now quickly, I want to give a short exhortation. It will be as short as the Holy Ghost will make it short. And why I've decided, before we do any other thing, to give exhortation, because today is baby dedications, and I know some of us have invited our friends, and they will want to just witness the dedication and quickly leave us. But normally we will do that and allow you to go. But today, what I want to share is not just for the members of this church. It is for every Christian. And I want you too to be blessed by it. Our visitors here. So if you don't mind, please, can you take your seats? I want to preach. Amen. God bless you. Let's open our Bibles and let's pick a text. If you don't mind, Luke chapter 11. Can you stand up and let's honor the word for today? Luke. Chapter 11 and 1 verse. Verse 1. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Be seated. Now during the vigil, I tried to summarize this exhortation. And the inspiration is fueled the more by the testimony that one of our sisters gave here during the night, during the vigil last Friday. If you were not in the vigil, can you wave your hand? Maybe because you're a visitor, or you were too tired to come, or you are too lazy, or a demon chained you at home. Just wave your hand anyhow. All of you didn't come. Put down your hand. So imagine if all of you come, there will be no seat. People will be sitting outside because the church was full vigil. Amen. Whatever it is, whether you come or not, me and Pastor Thomas, we shall come. Plus those who must come, like the musicians. Whether you like it or not, you must come. If I come, you must come. With a chain, I will drag you and chain you here. Now, a sister gave a testimony. Let this sister hear what I want to talk to. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you. I speak peace upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand up and go back to your seat in Jesus' name. Stand up. Now, that sister testified that the sister was coming from Onitsha. And on their way coming, a 14-passenger seater bus, fully loaded. They had a tire burst along the road, and suddenly the vehicle somersaulted. There were two sisters in that vehicle. The one testifying was in front. Two rows after her, her other sister was sitting behind. And this vehicle somersaulted. And by the time this sister knew what was happening, she noticed everybody in the vehicle was dead, leaving only two of them, herself and her sister. Now, the interesting aspect, praise God, interesting aspect of it all, amen, is that while she was wondering, everybody is dead, I am the only one awake, naturally you will look for your sister. And then you saw her sister also alive. And then, while she was saying, how is it possible for anybody to survive in this accident? Everybody is dead and I am alive. How manage? How? What happened? She said, suddenly the voice spoke to her loud and clear. I am the God that answers prayer. Hey! We are serving a God that answers. Amen. that testimony fueled me the more. To know that anytime I'm praying, I am not praying to empty air. There is a God that answers prayer. Just as he spoke to Moses, I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob. He said, that is my name. What he's saying is, that is my identity. My identity is, I am a covenant-keeping God. I gave a covenant to Abraham. His death will not stop that covenant. I continued it with his son, Isaac. The death of Isaac will not stop it. I continue it with his son. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just as he visits the iniquity, hallelujah, of the wicked upon them up to the fourth generation, he also keeps his covenant up to the last generation. Now, he is revealing himself to the believers in another way again. I am the God that answers prayer. Praise the Lord. But why am I giving this exhortation? God knows how to arrange his things. Oh, very much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I was sharing with you, I said, that about 2 weeks or more ago, how that I was in my bedroom and I was praying. And suddenly, the Spirit of God began to speak to me for the first time like that in that area and told me that you are not praying. This is not how to pray. You can imagine how I will feel. He said that this is not how to pray. Although he's talking to me, but the truth is, amen. I told you, before a preacher is qualified to preach something, he first receives the message first for himself. Before a preacher will tell you don't fornicate, he has received the message of the evil effect of fornication. So he himself has decided not to fornicate, then he can tell others. If not, you will be a false witness. Before you can say Jesus Christ is alive and tell everybody to believe him, there must be some evidence you have of his reality. If not, you will just be an intellectual preacher. Amen. Amen. And so when he told me that, I knew that he was about to move me to another dimension. And not only me, but everyone listening to me now, you are about to be moved to another dimension. Praise the Lord. And then he told me that this is not how to pray. He said, do you know you have not prayed? About all this why? I have not prayed. Amen. And that takes me to a scripture where he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. With all thy getting, get what? Knowledge. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Get knowledge. Get knowledge. This God that we serve is a God that works in by principles. Learn his principles and you will enjoy working with him. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, my burden is light. If you follow him, all wahala is taken away. I have seen people who serve God in stress. I have seen pastors who pastor ministries in stress. They are stressed up, wahala, wahala. And sometimes they come to me for counseling. And what I tell them is, are you sure God called you to do what you are doing? If God call you, God is more interested in this ministry than I am interested in it. Because salvation is not a man's business, it is God's own business. And no human being can help God. Amen. Now, listen, church, and all our visitors, and all our online members, wherever you are, once you are born again, the next thing left for you to enjoy your life on earth here is prayer. And that's why I pity any Christian that is lazy in prayers. Praise God. But one interesting thing about prayer, about anything at all, the spiritual, that brings gain to the believer. Anything at all that will make you enjoy your Christianity. Any true revelation, every true revelation in the Bible, I repeat, every true revelation for your spiritual progress in the Bible, Satan has perverted it. And what is taught today in the area of prayer, as important as it is, what is taught today that is prayer, majority of what is going on is not prayer. And with particular reference, on the basis of what the Lord taught to me recently, Mountain of Fire does not know anything about prayer. And yet they are known as a praying church. And all of us have picked those influences also from Mountain of Fire and all their likes. Because those who leave Mountain of Fire to start their own, they continue from what their mama taught them. And today, every error will be kicked out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, remember. Let's go to Matthew 17. Matthew 17. So that we can just understand this discussion very well. If you are there, I read it from verse 14. Please catch it. It's an exhortation, but it may and it will help a seed of God here. Because it is time for restoration. It is time for restoration. And what I'm going to share with you may be different from what so many of you have heard before, but it is the truth. Verse 14, chapter 17, Matthew. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and so vexed. For all times he falleth into the fire and off into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, Oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil. Jesus rebuked the devil. And he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto him, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now, verse 21. How be it, this kind, somebody shout this kind. Say it. Okay, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. I have explained this portion several times before, that when he said it cannot go but except by prayer and fasting, it's not because remember he was telling the disciples who went casting out a demon and the demon refused to go. He was not telling the disciples that they should tell that lunatic person, that epileptic person, to fast. No, he was telling the disciples, before you are qualified, before a demon can listen to you, who is going to cast him out, you must be a man of prayer and fasting. Now, listen. Then you now understand in Luke chapter 11. It must have been after this discussion. Jesus Christ must have been telling them, you cannot do certain things except by prayer. You cannot do certain things except by prayer. He must have been telling them. Then one day, they saw Jesus Christ praying. They said, Moku go see us. Our master, they pray. This is why they say we know they pray. They say we they pray. And then he was there. When he finished praying, then I said, come, master, the way you they pray, you they receive results. Because you must understand something. Amen. When you study this man, Jesus, very well, you learn so much. So much. When you make a man your mentor, amen, it is because there is something about him that teaches you things around him that teach you, you know, a lot of things. It's true. When you say, if Jesus Christ, he made the statement, say, I am the way. Three things. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. That means, when he said the way, he is, look at me and see the way to serve God. If you want to serve God acceptably, look at me. I am the way. Copy from me. Look at it. If you ask the average pastor that is anointed, pastor, anytime you do like this, bah, you go fall down. Anytime you do like this, the person go fall down. Anytime you touch somebody, he must fall down. Go and meet him. Pastor, teach me. How come now only you with a touch, person they fall down? Me, I have been with you for the past 20 years, up to now. If I touch, nothing they happen. None of them, I repeat, none of them will answer you correctly. The way they will answer you is you never reach my level now. You can't now, you know, you are still like this. I am like this. You know, you are. They must do something to let you see them as a supernatural thing. And yet, the supernatural God that came in the flesh, his disciples asked him, why? It was instead teaching them how to do the same thing he is doing. I am the way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, so they had to come and meet him. Jesus, teach me how to pray. And today, my exhortation is how to pray. How to pray. Somebody will say, but I'm going to the mountain every time. I'm a prayer warrior. I go to the mountain. I told you something. When Satan cannot stop you from doing something, he will leave you to go and do it, but do it wrongly. And once you do it wrongly, he knows there will be no result. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come and see Pentecostals who have been taught that if you want to pray so that Satan will not hear you, just enter the spirit and speak in tongue. Oh, mama, to, here, masate. He said, when you say like that, Satan cannot know what you are saying. It's not only Satan that will not know what you are saying. Even you yourself, you will not know what you are saying. Because you are saying nothing. You are saying nothing. You have been taught wrongly. You want to go before God and you begin to go and stand there. Meanwhile, now you don't expire. You don't reach 50 years. No husband. No wife. What is your prayer point? This year I must marry. Yes. I saw it in a dream. I must marry this year. Anytime they come, they will go back. This one, when they come now, I must hold him. You can't go back. Then you go on dry fasting. And then you enter the mountain. And then you are there. Dry fasting. Then before you know what? What's your prayer point? You carry your piece of paper. His name is Joseph. No. His name is Francis A.K. Okay, Francis, okay, this time you come, you are not going back, I must possess my position. Then you go and stand. For the next 1 hour. Francis. Francis. Days after, you come down, and before you know what, Francis said, okay, we come. My mama say, we know they marry from him, they say. And you will say, if not prayer, I pray. If not deliverance, I do deliverance. Why is my case different? The truth is, have you been praying? Did you pray? Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am the Lord that changeth not. He said, I am the God that answers prayer. Then why is your own not answered? Has your own not answered? But what is the definition of prayer? If you don't know the meaning of prayer, how will you be able to know how to pray? To know how to pray begins from the meaning of prayer. Praise the Lord. And where we make mistake is, there is a difference between prayer and exercise of faith. Prayer. Praise the Lord. Allow me, okay, lawyer. Come. Because when you carry person go court, after you talk all the grammar, the judge is looking for one paragraph there. Give him microphone. What is the paragraph the judge is looking for? That paragraph, what is the title of that paragraph?
The prayers.
Eh?
The prayers.
At the end of it all, the judge, anything where you write, write. You know the brother reader, you go, look. He's looking for a paragraph. Well, all this one, where this one, they talk. What does he want? That is the prayers.
That is what you are asking for, the prayers.
What you want him to do for you.
Yes.
What you want the judge to do for you is called prayer. God bless you, sir. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is the meaning of prayer. Amen. Prayer is now. See, when you finish praising God, your praises will bring down God. But when he comes down, finish, after you finish praising him, he's very happy. The next thing is, he wants to know, why are you praising me? What is your prayer? Now see the mistake most of us make. This night, I know they sleep. What happened? I am doing prayers this night. I have 3 days prayers. What did happen? Every time a demon come to sleep with me. Today this nonsense must stop. Better. This nonsense must stop. And it must stop in Jesus' name. I say it must stop in Jesus' name. Then you will wake up. Adonai, I worship you. Son of God. Amen. Sing. Sing the Yoruba oh, even though you don't know what in the Yoruba oh they talk. Sing the Igbo oh, even though you don't know what they talk. But you're not saying a worship song. And before you know what? The presence of God come down and begin to feel vibration. He said, hey, you don't come. Now I want to pray. Now I want to pray. Every demon that has been tormenting me tonight, fall down, die, die by fire, die, die by fire, die, die by fire, die by fire. And then you throw stone, you throw fire, you throw this one, you throw something, you throw, and then at the end you say, I have prayed. Church, you have not prayed. Listen, church. Why did the lawyer go to court? He went to a higher authority to help him to do something. The authority that once he speaks, no one can argue. That's why judges are addressed as my Lord. My Lord is one that has the final say. And when he say, even if he say, I condemn you to death, the person when they condemn to death, they say, as it pleases my Lord. It is, you must talk him. If you argue with him, it will increase him. Amen. What are we doing when we come before God's presence in prayer? There is a matter that is stronger than I. There is a demon that has been tormenting me. Hallelujah. I don't have power. I am coming before him who has all the power. Father, do this for me. Prayer is asking God to do something for you. Have you been praying? Ask your neighbor. Tell him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Handwriting on the wall, it was a sign.
Once you are stopped, forever you are stopped.
Everything we receive from God is by faith. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Truth of delusion. They told me it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of a Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God because we are in this world but not of this world.
Prayer is a time to have a relationship with your Heavenly Father. God ordained that the time of fellowship with Him is prayer. That's why sometimes when it be like say you don't hear your voice for some time, He will allow one problem to come so that you will run back to Him and talk with Him. Say, yes, I never hear you since. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As children of God, the Bible expects us to relate with our Heavenly Father the way our little children relate with us. Those of us that are parents, you will understand. A childlike character is what we are supposed to put on. One, the child is ever trusting. He trusts his father, he trusts his mother. No matter the size of the father, No matter how short the father is, or how skinny the father is, the child believes that that short father is stronger than Goliath. If he jam Goliath outside, you tell Goliath, I'll tell my father. I'll tell my father. Total trust in his father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And one thing he knows is that there is something he holds on to. He knows that his father loves him. And he knows the capability of his father. Anytime he needs anything, the father has always provided. How he does it, he doesn't care. I need money, I need this, I need that. Where the father goes to bring the money, it is not his business. How God will answer your prayer, you are not to fanton it out. But leave it there, leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Don't tell him how he will do it. Don't tell God how to fight a battle, because he's the mighty one in battle. He knows battle plans more than any human being. But leave the matter before him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And a child does not ask for asking sake. He asks to receive. So when he's coming with the assurance that if I ask, he will give me. And if the father tries to delay, the father too will not rest until, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to take note of verse 5 of John chapter 15, the last statement there. Why I told you that statement, listen, church. When the Bible says, before we come there, when the Bible says, if you ask anything in my Father's name, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows. Listen, church. We then believe that anything we say and we add Jesus' name on top, it means it is prayer. It is not so. It is not so. It's more than that. Anything you say in the name of Jesus, it is not so. It's more than that. I'm emphasizing it for a reason. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you stand in your room and you were binding, and you were losing and binding to you, you have been taught by one church that you should deliver yourself. And then some prayer points have been given to you. Then you will open the book written by the Jew. Let all strange... You know, they know how to package the prayer well. Amen. Let all roadblocks on my way destroy. Destroy. Say after me. Then you read it. Let all roadblock on my way today destroy by fire. Then you drop it. Let all road on my way destroy by fire. Destroy by fire. Destroy by fire. Church, the truth is, you are carrying the battle by yourself. John 15 verse 5, it says, for without me, you can do nothing. That's the statement there. Without God, you cannot cast out any demon. Without God, you cannot collect back your glory from any occultic man. You cannot face any witch without God. And to do it with God is not just to go in the name of Jesus. That is, it's more than that. Always have it at the back of your mind. Whatever spiritual battle you are facing, always know that the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. But he also said that our weapons of warfare, they are not carnal. But what? They are mighty through what? Through God. Our weapons, they are only mighty through God. So if you go and stand and God is not behind you, you are wasting your time. You jump out. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you go for a spiritual battle. And you are going in your own power, in your own strength. You are wasting your time. The condition will remain like that. Satan knows who you are. He knows by what strength you are facing him. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want you to understand, those of you who are gifted, those of us who are pastors, those of us who believe we are prayer warriors, listen, Jesus gave us a pattern. Search the scriptures, the synoptic gospels, all the narrations of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You will notice a consistency. Jesus, the Son of God, who had no sin, who had the anointing of God. John chapter 3 says he had the Spirit of God without measure. Why? The fullness of the Godhead dwelt in him bodily. The image of the invisible God. For it pleased the Father, I am quoting scriptures, that in him, Jesus, should all the fullness of God dwell. Jesus announced to the whole world, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And he came again in Matthew 17. He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He announced in the Mount Transfiguration, he said, hear ye him, because if he speaks, the Father has spoken. He said, the Father judged no man, but he committed all judgment to the Son. The Son said, don't look for the Father. If you see me, you see the Father. Why? I am Emmanuel. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy 3:16 says so. God was manifested in the flesh. Listen, church. But he was performing miracles. Performing miracles. Dead coming back to life. Blind seeing. Lame walking. Cripples walking. Demons cast out. Mighty miracles. Signs and wonders. Amen. But watch it. Show me one single place that Jesus Christ went to perform a miracle. And he stood there and began to pray. Oh, Father. Oh, Father, don't disgrace me. Oh, Father. No. Amen. Jesus will just go. In some place you say, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Rise and walk. Where is the grave of my friend Lazarus? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he went there. Remove the stone. They roll away the stone. Where is he? He go far like that. Yes, he said, now don't reach 4 days now. Don't die. What did he say? Oh, Father, don't disgrace me. Oh, Father, don't disgrace me. What did he do? He said, Lazarus, come forth. He saw a tree that he got angry with. And he looked at the tree. No man eating fruit from thee henceforth. And the tree dried up. 5,000 people are gathered. Only 5 loaves of bread. With 2 fishes. How will he feed 5,000? With men it is impossible. But with God all things are possible. He said, bring the only thing you have. And what did he do? He gave thanks. That's all. You never heard him pray. The only prayer I know Jesus Christ prayed was when he was going to the Garden of Gethsemane on his way as he was approaching his crucifixion, and in John chapter 17, when he was praying for the disciples. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the one that we know we heard him pray. But every time, the Bible says, early in the morning, Jesus will wake up and withdraw to the mountain. He will be there until it's daybreak. And then his disciples will come. And then he will go and wake them. When I see they sleep, let us go. Jesus is the way. There's something he was teaching his disciples there, which he was practicing as a human being. There is something that he was withdrawing and asking the Father to do for him before he starts the day. Whatever power, authority you exercise, it is because that authority you are exercising in your private prayer, you have asked God to give it to you for the day. When I say you ask the Father, I am not speaking about you standing and saying, today, any demon that come before me, I scatter it. Any power standing before me, I bulldoze it away. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. Before you say that, you have already asked the Father that today, let no weapon of the enemy fashioned against me ever prosper. If you have not asked him to do that, and you come and see a weapon coming, and then you say, evil sleep will not stop my blessing. Amen. Before you can fight this sleep, in the morning before you came to church, you say, Lord, anytime I go to church, sleep will catch me. Today, Lord, don't let this sleep come near me. Don't let, you have already settled with God. When you sit down, I begin to see your sleep like this. Then you can say, you sleep, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. It is then it will work. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know how we make you understand this. The disciples will not pray. And they want to do what somebody who prays does. You only be like the seven sons of Sceva. That's why some of you go for family deliverance. Then the demon will leave that family and come and follow your whole family. Amen. It will not be your portion. I have seen it live. I have gone to pray for somebody and the sickness, two of us prayed and the sickness left that person in the evening, came upon it was chicken pox. That person that we went to pray, me and him, we laid hand on the person, but him, the thing transferred to his body. And that evening, that person we prayed for, the own tried. And then this brother took over. And I had to meet him. I said, why didn't it come to me? It went to you. When last did you pray? When last? You're going to be praying for people and you just think that it is enough to read the Bible in the morning and take off Abby? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, as we saw in Proverbs chapter 3, he said, in all thy ways, what should you do? Acknowledge God. And what will he do? He will direct your path. Always remember that God wants to take the glory for every testimony you have. God likes to take the glory for every testimony you have. He does not share his glory with anyone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, Luke chapter 11. Now, Luke, maybe, Luke chapter 11. Now, let's see the answer in Matthew chapter 6. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, from verse 5. That is the answer. Are we there? Listen very carefully, verse by verse. This is the answer of how to pray. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. So number one, there is hypocritical prayer. That is prayer to show off. A lot of prayers to show off that you are spiritual. You will not allow your neighbors to sleep in the night so that they will think that you are a prayer warrior. It's a hypocritical prayer as far as God is concerned, because once you are doing something for people to see, it is hypocrisy. He said, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. That is where I am going. Whatever exploit you ever find anybody that is a servant of God, a Christian, a believer, doing for people to see, in casting out demons, in healing the sick, everything is as a result of a prayer session he has had between him and God only, secretly somewhere. Then he comes, God comes openly. And some people will not know, they will follow you. If they go for prayer, make them follow you. Verse 7. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions. Vain repetitions, as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Vain repetition here, I've tried to explain it several times. There are some prayers that you go, you talk to God as if you are talking to some idol somewhere. Because the prophets of Baal called on their God from morning till the going down of the sun. What were they doing? They were doing enchantments. Because the gods they serve, Isaiah described it, they are works of men. They put on ears, but they cannot hear. They carve ear for them. They cannot hear. They cannot see. They have no life in them. So, you need to talk. Maybe the demon that is in charge of that shrine has gone somewhere on one assignment somewhere. That demon is not omnipresent. He has to be around before you will hear. So you have to keep waiting till he comes. And you continue saying that, so that another demon may see you saying it and run and go and tell that demon, say, that area where they control, that man where they serve you, if they call on you, see, so you say, oh, make a run, go. And the only way that demon will hear you is when you begin to make some chanting and incantations and invocation. And they took that to Christianity. And they begin. I have told you before, go to the mountain. Go and see them praying. I have been to every mountain here in the West here. Go and hear prayer. Especially in the West here. Boboye. Oluwa! Oluwa! They want to say, God, come down. Oluwa! Wah! 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 Wah!
for the next 1 hour. Wah, 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 wah. It is very repetition. You're not paying nothing. Any man will say, I'm not going to see the end of this year. Hold on. Wow. I told you, I have been to the mountain where one man said he will not bring down this leg. Until. What are the Pentecostals? You say you are speaking heavenly language, and the heavenly language you are speaking only one sentence. Heremabatese, 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 heremabatese for the next 1 hour. Herema, herema, heremabatese, herema. Which language be that? Herema, heremabatese. And you say you are praying. You are not praying, no. It's vain, vain. Vain. Anything that is vain is anything that has no virtue. It's vain. He said, verse 8. Praise the Lord. Be not ye therefore like unto them. Because they think that they will be hard for much speaking. Because the more I say it, the faster it will come. No wonder. If you carry a problem to them, and then they see the demon that's what they will tell you, ah, this is their language. The work we go do for you, plenty of. They will tell you it is work. They work, ah, this spirit is serious, oh. The work, plenty of. I'm talking about Celeste. Amen. And including Pentecostal cell, even Bride Assembly cell. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you see somebody who is empty inside, it's very easy to identify them. Very easy. Very easy to identify them. Very, very easy. Praise the Lord. And I want you people to be very, very careful. Do anybody with sachet of water here? Give me sachet of water. Find sachet of water, give me. I want to show you something. See. Praise God. The bride of Jesus Christ. The bride of Jesus Christ. You come stand here. See, the bride of Jesus Christ. What distinguishes us from the denominationals is our knowledge of the word. It is, listen, church, and in this age, if you are going to be part of the move of God, this latter rain is that there will be something inside of you that desires to know his word. And people have taken advantage of the liberty we created here for genuine children of God to express themselves spiritually. And some of these carnal people have joined here. Some of them even masquerading as ministers. And they think that ministry is just to be praying for people. And they have nothing else to tell somebody who has a problem that stands before them. Because which reference to the word would they use to counsel the person? So all they know is just prophetic actions. And unknown to them, while they are trying to do it, take advantage of my teachings here, that of using prophetic actions to do deliverance, they will now hang on it. Everyone that comes to them, everyone that comes for deliverance, they must tell you to go and do something. If it is not sand you should bring, it is padlock, it is the egg, it is bring leaf. And church, watch them. Anyone that says you should bring, you say it is revelation I have. Which spirit is speaking to you? It's not every revelation you have that is from God. How to pray? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have no scriptural solution. And the truth is, you are empty. You don't pray. But you receive vision. But you don't pray. You receive people's problems. But because you don't pray, when you speak, there is nothing to back you up, although you saw it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is the power of the spoken word. Don't let that spirit smuggle itself among the bride of Jesus Christ. Don't let celestial spirit enter here. Don't let Sabbath spirit enter here. All your revelation you see is instruction, 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 instruction. I am not brought up that way. I am brought up to believe God's word. I am called, praise the Lord, to bring you back to the word of God. Back to the apostolic doctrine. God moved among the apostles. It was not by any substance they were using. They spoke and heaven backed it up. Even their shadows were healing the sick. Before their shadow will heal the sick, they were always in God's presence in their private prayers. I know God can use any means by a prophet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody was having a particular problem. I think a demon was tormenting somebody. And all that William Branham did was that they should remove the cloth that the person was wearing. He removed the cloth and put it on fire. And that demon left. Praise the Lord. But it is out of all the testimony he had, that is just very few. Very few went that way. Majority of them is, you Satan, in the name of Jesus, go. And that demon will go. Hallelujah. William Branham, every time as anointed, his own was from birth. His call was from the foundation of the world. And he received his anointing from the womb. The day he was born, that pillar of fire appeared there in the room. And has been following all the days of his life until he died. And the grace of God in this age, no one has had it. But that is a man that fasted. That is a man that prayed. Regularly, he even had a secret cave that he was always withdrawing. 3 days. 4 days. And he didn't show anybody that place. And nobody discovered it until after his death. He was a man of prayer. And so anytime he came, amen. Anytime he came out, people are wondering, where is the fire coming from? The fire came from the time he withdrew. That is where the fire comes from. How can I stand here and tell the whole world, ask me question, if I am not studying? You think that it is when I stand here and then you ask me question, then there's a voice that will tell me, talk like this, then I'm going to repeat. Talk like this, then I'll repeat. No. It is because I am studying. Study to show thyself approved. Not unto man, but unto who? Unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. This man no Bible. This man no Bible. You can never know if you don't study. You can never know if you don't study. How to pray. Praise the Lord. Give me a few minutes. Hallelujah. Now let's read on. We never finish. Which verse are we now? Verse 8. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. So stop unnecessary. Husband, Lord, husband, Lord, my wife, Lord, this year. Wife. Chizoba, must marry her. Chizoba. You have said it, he has heard you. Verse 9. How to pray is verse 9. Are we there? After this manner, therefore, pray after this manner. How? Amen. Before you want to pray, start praying like this, and then you will see our denominations. Catholic, Anglican, and all the evangelical churches. Can you stand up and let's say the Lord's Prayer? And everybody know it by heart. Our Father, which art in heaven. Say it. No. They don't teach you for the church. Let's go. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Have you prayed? That is how Jesus said we should pray. Nalayo! That is not what that thing means. There's nothing like our Lord's Prayer. You never pray. He is telling you, pray like this. Go to Luke chapter 11. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He put it this way in verse 2. And he said unto them, he said, when you pray, say, can you see where they get the confusion? Say, our Father which art in heaven. Say, so to them, the same spirit that gave them the interpretation of Matthew 28, verse 19. Pray, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Then they take you, baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, according to Matthew 28, verse 19. They put you inside the water and come out. And he's a reverend doctor. And he's an archbishop. And he's a daddy Jew. He's wrong. Salvation is not like that. It's wrong. On Friday, somebody called us from Cameroon. I was giving testimony. And then he was doing a baptismal class for 8 months. Baptismal class. It's another one. He was doing baptismal class also. So, but before he could finish the baptismal school, some few months still remained. Then he jammed our station. And he heard about water baptism. Then he took it to his baptismal class teacher. See the correct one now. He said the teacher told him, in that case, you leave this class. You know more than us. We are here to teach you. You are coming to teach me. And dismiss him from baptismal class. And then somebody will go. You have problem. And then, you know, and it's just the same thing they do with our Lord's Prayer. It's the same thing also they do with Psalms. Every Psalm, whenever they tell you, go and pray using Psalm 27, for instance, they are not telling you to take Psalm 27 and begin to recite it. What does Psalm 27 say? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me, they stumbled and fell. Then you begin to recite it, recite it, recite it. That's not what he says. Church, listen. What he says is, read it. If Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I went somewhere and entered Message Church. I was there. When you see people who will not allow the Holy Ghost to flow, ministers were gathered somewhere some years back, 1998. I was in that fellowship. I was at the back. And a woman traveled from Sokoto to come down for prayers, had a spiritual problem. While the person was called the prophet there, is a prophet, called her out that will pray for her. He was supposed to be in the spirit. And as the person was coming out, I was seeing the demon tormenting the person. And I was saying, Lord, why are you showing me? If you show, if you want me, want to use me to cast out that spirit in my seat at the back. I said then, cause the prophet to call me to come out and pray for her. As I just finished the prayer like this, he said, Brother Moses, please come. I was not ready. I said, that means God is going to use me to cast out the spirit. I came out. Suddenly, he called three other people again. He said, you, Brother Moses, sit, stand like this. You, this one, stand like this. So together with him, we became four. Then, he said, we should stretch forth our hands. And then he said, everybody be in the spirit. Everybody be in the spirit. Then he started. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. I told like this. I look at. A demon is tormenting somebody. You are reading Psalm 23. Praise the Lord. After service, the prophet said it is over. After service, I met the woman. I said, go for deliverance. Oh, they never do the deliverance for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 year after, that same program took place in Kaduna. I went, then they told me to come and minister. Then that woman still came because the problem didn't go. And then, I didn't know she was around. And then all of a sudden, it was time for offering. They were coming to drop offering. And I was looking at her. I saw the same. I said, now this one I see last year. Hey, Nashi. When it was time for me to preach, before I started praying, I went to the back. I said, you come. I said, they said, demon is tormenting you. Now you come from Sokoto. He said, yeah, they thought I was making discernment. They are trying to clap hands for me and they make discernment. I can't do that. I said, true, na discernment. I said, you're from Sokoto? He said, come on. They said, demon like this. He said, yes. They say, Brother Moses, they see. That was the day I had this word. Uku, uku, uku.
I asked, they said it means fire. Oku, oku.
I brought before I begin to preach my sermon, because that thing, before you know what, this woman will come and collect my microphone. I'm not going to get a chance to pray for this woman. Before I preach, I said, come out. When you are coming at this, what happened? In the name of Jesus Christ. The fire that came upon her, that was when she was shouting, hoku, 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 and danced all the masquerade dance in the east that day for that place. What is psalm? Every psalm that they give you to read is not for you. Some, all this seller, they say, read that psalm 4 times over a bucket of water and bath. Nalayo! The whole psalm there, it is not the whole psalm that is relevant to you. It's not every statement there that is relevant to you. If you say read Psalm 34, read Psalm 90, there are some verse that you will read and it will strike you. My case is like this verse. If you have been lacking, poverty disturbing you, then you read it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This is your word. I cannot lack, Father. Are you not my shepherd? Your word says you are the good shepherd. Not only that one verse, you don't need to pray. You will have read it and mark the verses. It's not everything. Mark the verses that are relevant to you. And you claim it and you pray over it, for that is God's promise for you. One young woman came to visit me. Amaka, which day? I think it was on Tuesday also, or Wednesday. Wednesday. Also, she said he has a message for me from the Lord. She doesn't worship here. She's a Sabbath. And she came. And was giving me, well, among the things she said, the Lord said this, concerning me, concerning this ministry, and that is the message, and that the Lord said she should come and tell me. Then I quickly told her, I said, no, the message is not for me. The message is for you yourself. God is revealing to you what this church is and who I am. So, I know I'm a servant of God, so it's not a message for me. And that God says he's with this church. I say, if not, we don't come up from here since. So the message is not for me, the message is for you. Then, why I remember that, she was very, very disappointed. But why I remember it is something a lot of people do, and maybe they are in this church. I never jumped them here, but outside I have joined them. The woman said, do you believe in, he said, in Bible prophecy? Yes, I think it's called it Bible prophecy. I say, how? This is how it is done. You will say, Lord, speak to me today. Where are you speaking to me from? Then you go put your finger anywhere. Open it. Wherever your finger lies, it is the word of God for you. And they do that and they say they are prophets. God doesn't talk to us like that, though. Because you can put your finger, and when you open, you will see your finger. Suffer not a wish to live. So it means God is telling you, every witch around you will die. Now you committed sin, and you are asking God to forgive you. You are saying, Lord, talk to me. Let me know that you have answered me. Then you put your finger, you open. What? Your finger is the soul that sinner shall die. You will die. You must die.
Worshiping God is not soothsaying. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We will look at what God meant by telling us we should pray in this manner. Next week we shall continue.
We will also look at the different types of prayers. And we shall look at the hindrances to prayers. So that when you pray, God will answer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you happy? I hope I have knocked out some carnality out of you. Amen. Amen.
Says the bride has made herself.